Chapter 11, Opening Our Spiritual Eyes. Another opportunity to encounter the truth occurred during a car accident that was so dramatic that I almost died. Like most people, I used to believe that I'm my mind and my physical body. Then, in my near-death experience, I could see my physical body asleep at the wheel of my car. If I was perceiving my physical body from outside my body, then it was obvious that I'm not my mind nor my physical body. Then the question became, what am I? As I came face to face with death, my attention expanded so much that there was no future or past. There was only the eternal now. Everything was full of light, and I could feel my perception go through many different realities until I recovered my attention and could focus on one reality at a time. I was in the light, and it was a moment of total awareness, of pure perception. I knew that light has all the information about everything, and that everything is alive. After the accident, my first reaction was to deny what had happened. I tried to feel safe in my world of lies and tell myself, "This is not true, it's just an illusion." I created all kinds of stories to justify that experience, to keep going with my ordinary story. But something deep inside was telling me, "No, this is real." Fortunately, I thought, what if that experience was real and everything else in my life was the illusion? After that experience, my perception of the world changed again because I knew, not just as a theory, that I am not this physical body. I couldn't believe my own story anymore. I needed many answers, and I started to read every kind of book to try to find them, but hardly anybody could explain what happened. I finished medical school, returned to my home, and went directly to my grandfather to tell him about my experience. He laughed and said, "I knew that life would have to make you see the truth the hard way. You've always been very stubborn." I told my grandfather that I wanted to experience that reality again to see if it was true, without an accident, of course. My grandfather told me, "Well, the only way you can do it is to let go of everything, just the way you did in the moment when you died. When you die, you lose everything. And if you live your life as if you've already lost everything, you will have the experience again." He gave me many clues, and I tried many times to do what he told me, but I failed. My grandfather died, and I hadn't made it yet. The next in line was my mother, and her explanation was a little different. She told me, "The only way to experience that reality is to master dreaming. To do this, you have to completely detach from what you believe you are. You have to let go of the story of your life. It's just like the moment right before your brain goes to sleep, when you're so tired that you cannot keep your eyes open any longer. In that moment, you detach from everything. You don't care about anything in your story because you just want to sleep. When you can do this without falling asleep, you'll have the experience again." I asked my mother to help me, and because she felt compassion for me, she chose 21 people to train in dreaming. Every Sunday for 3 years, we went into dreaming for 8 to 12 hours. Fortunately, after the first year of dreaming, I finally had the experience again with full awareness. After that, the other 2 years of dreaming were the greatest experience of my life. Each time I went into the state of ecstasy, I was able to stay there a little longer. Then, a few days later, I would lose it again and return to the way I had been almost all of my life. I was determined to experience that state all the time. And each time it happened, I was able to stay longer and longer until that state became my normal reality. At first, it was difficult to function in ordinary reality, especially in a hospital as a medical doctor. I felt like nothing made sense to me. It was as though I could see two realities at the same time. I could see what really is, but I could also see the stories. And it was a big shock to see myself lying and to see everybody around me lying. I could see that people were making nonsense of their life. They created drama and emotional pain by getting so upset over something that wasn't important. They would make up stories and lie about everything. It was amazing and even funny to watch them do it. But I had to refrain from laughing because I knew they would take it personally. They could not see their own stories because they were blind. People have the right to live their life in any way they want to live it. But if you have had the experience I've been describing, you understand. It took many years for me to win the conflict between the truth and lies, because our lies are so seductive. The temptation to believe in lies is very strong, but the car accident pushed me to another point of reference. And yes, now I know that there is another reality, right here and right now, and it is more than the reality of light and sound that we normally perceive. The reality I experienced is a reality of love, where you perceive the emotions coming from every object. It's almost impossible to put it into words, but I think it's worth trying. I want you to imagine that humans have been blind for thousands of years. We have no idea that light exists because we just don't open our eyes. But we create an entire virtual reality through the reflection of sound. We create a language and communicate through sound. That is our reality, a reality of sound. Then imagine that for the first time in your life, you open your eyes and you perceive light. Suddenly, a reality full of objects, shapes, and colors appears in front of you. For the first time, you see flowers and clouds and grass and butterflies. Perhaps you don't even perceive these things as separate objects because you have no idea what you're perceiving. There are no words to describe your experience. You have to use the universe of sound to explain the universe of light. You try to compare colors with sounds, shapes with melodies. You say, the color red is like this kind of tone in the musical scale. The ocean is like this symphony. Imagine your emotional reaction to seeing so much color and beauty for the first time. Just by perceiving all of this beauty, your heart begins to open wide and love starts pouring out of you. If you try to describe your emotions, you say, I'm in bliss. I'm in ecstasy. Then you close your eyes, and again you perceive only the reality of sound. How can you explain that experience when there are no words to explain a color or a shape or the form of a butterfly? How can you share this experience with other people if they've never seen light? Now we can understand why Moses came down from the mountain and talked about the Promised Land, or why Buddha awoke from under the Bodhi tree and talked about Nirvana. When you open your spiritual eyes, the first thing you say is, I am in heaven, in paradise, where everything is so beautiful. Only beauty and goodness exist. There's no place for fear or suffering. From my point of view, the reality I experienced is ecstasy all the time. It's a reality of truth and love. This reality belongs to all of us. But if we don't see it, it's because we're blinded by all of the lies from thousands of years ago. If you open your spiritual eyes, you will perceive what is without the lies. And I can assure you that your emotional reaction will be overwhelming. For you, it is no longer a theory that your story is just a dream. Heaven is the truth, but the story you are perceiving right now is not the truth. It's an illusion. What is real is so beautiful, and there are no words to explain it, but it's there. A whole reality created by the reflection of emotions. In that reality, you can see that what is real is your love. And I know that I used to perceive that reality before I learned to speak. Before the voice of knowledge, all of us perceived that reality all the time. What you are is something incredibly magnificent. And not just humans, but every animal, every flower, every rock, because everything is the same. When you open your spiritual eyes, you see the simplicity of life. I am life. And you are life. There's no empty space in the universe because everything is full of life. But life is a force that you cannot see. You can only see the effects of life, the process of life in action. You see a flower opening or a tree with the leaves changing colors and falling to the ground. You see a child growing. You see a human becoming old. You have the sense of time, but it's nothing but the reaction of life passing through matter. You don't see yourself, but you see the manifestation of life in your body. If you move your hand, you can see the manifestation of being alive. If you hear your voice, you hear the manifestation of being alive. You see your own body when you used to have little hands and very fresh skin, then big hands. You see all these changes in your body, but you still feel that you're the same person. The closest I can come to describing what you are is that force of life that is transforming everything. This force is moving every atom of your body. It's creating every thought. The spirit of life expresses itself through your body, and your body can say, "I am alive," because that force of transformation lives in every cell of your body. That force has the awareness to perceive and feel everything. That force is helping you to evolve. That force makes you perceive, analyze, dream, and create a story about everything you perceive. Life is the force that God uses to create everything at every moment. From my point of view, I am that force. The force that makes me think and tell my story is the same force that makes you hear and understand. There's no difference, and it's happening right now. I see myself growing older, and I know that someday I will leave this body. My body will return to the earth, but that force of life never dies. It cannot be destroyed. We are life, and life is immortal. We are indestructible. And I think this is very good news. Once you open your spiritual eyes, you see the dream of your life. You see how much time you waste by playing with petty concerns, by playing with all of that nonsense and meaningless drama. You see how you keep yourself from enjoying a reality of love and joy. With your attention focused on what you believe, you only relate with what you know, with what you think you are, which means you relate with your story. And you think you are the story, but are you really? The story is your creation, but what you really are is that force of life. Behind your story is the real you, and it's full of love. The goodness is there because what you are is goodness. You don't have to try to be good. You're one with God, and it's effortless. God is here, and you can feel the presence of God. Of course, if you don't feel God's presence, you need to detach from the story because the only thing between you and God is your story. Once you find yourself, what you really are, you cannot explain what you are because there are no words to explain it. If you use knowledge, you never know what you are, but you know that you are because you exist. You're alive, and you don't need to justify your existence. You can be the biggest mystery in your own story.